All right, Proverbs 13. We're in episode 257 of Proverbs Every Day. Pray for you, and then we'll get started here. Father God, thank you so much for another day. Thank you for your wisdom that you bring to us. Thank you for all the things that you continue to do in our lives. Father, today I ask that you would remove blindness from us, either literal or figurative. I ask that you would remove sickness from our bodies, restore our health. Father, restore our minds. We love you, and we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Let's jump right into this, shall we? But first, we've got to roll that intro. Yeah, so yet again, another one of these Proverbs. It's going to be a lot of fun to get through. We're reading from the Complete Jewish Bible. Proverbs 13 is always a fun one, so let's dive right in here. So, yeah, a son who heeds his father's discipline is wise, but a scoffer doesn't listen to rebuke. A good man enjoys a good man enjoys good as a result of what he says, but the essence of the treacherous is violence. You're seeing that there. Sorry, I thought I killed that, but sorry. So that's the essence right there, right? So that's... results, yeah. So this is all... yeah. He who guards his mouth preserves his life. But one who talks too much comes to ruin. The lazy person wants to, but doesn't have. The lazy person wants, but does not have. Yeah, there you go. The diligent get their desires filled. A righteous person hates lying, but the wicked is vile and disgraceful. Righteousness protects him whose way is honest, but wickedness brings down the sinner. There are those with nothing who pretend they are rich. We've talked about that before. Also, there are those with great wealth who pretend they are poor. A rich man may have to ransom his life, but a poor man gets no threats. The light of the righteous shines joyfully, but the lamp of the wicked will be extinguished. Insolence produces only strife, but wisdom is found with those who take advice. That's a big key right there. And again, we're seeing that. Yeah, that whole self-punishment thing, it just keeps showing up, doesn't it? Verse 11, wealth gotten by worthless means dwindles away, but he who amasses it by hard work will increase it. You know, there's actually something important to note here too. A lot of people think of wealth as this mysterious thing that just magically appears, or sometimes they'll think of it as something that is gotten in this way, like by worthless means. That they just, you know, somebody got lucky, or they inherited it, or worse, that they just stole it away from other people and they never deserved it in the first place. And if that were true, then that in fact would be something that would dwindle away. But those that amass it by hard work will increase it. Well, why is that? Well, it's because there's an orientation there with that. They're no longer somebody who is just allowing things to happen. They're active. And when you are active with your work, your wealth is something that's a natural result of that. And whatever that means for you, wealth is a moving target. If you get into the comparison game, well, then you're never going to have enough, are you? Right? You're competing with people that are, massively wealthy, most of which you have no idea even exist, because they've kept it that way. You have the famous wealthy people, but believe me when I tell you that those people are, less than a 0.0001%. That they're very rare. There's a lot of people that are very wealthy that are, not talking about it, that you probably wouldn't even know. That these are the people that have millions of billions of dollars, but still drive like a Honda Accord, And so, but there's a natural tendency to be able to keep more of it because of the orientation you have towards the work. It changes everything. Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but desire fulfilled is a tree of life. Just a geek out note here. The desire is the same thing we were just talking about up here. The diligent get their desires filled. I guess it's kind of one of those things where we have to look at what our desires actually are, and what's the source of those desires. Is it something nefarious? Is it something selfish? Or is it something that we desire things because we see God at work in those, And so there are things that I desire because I know that the world is a better place because of them. And it's not just selfish things that I want. Yeah, I hope that makes sense. Verse 13, he who despises a word will suffer for it, but he who respects a command will be rewarded. The teaching of a wise man is a fountain of life, enabling one to avoid deadly traps. Make sure that I'm not the only person you're listening to today. I don't consider myself necessarily wise, as in the only person you should be listening to or anything like that. Any wisdom I have is, me letting the Spirit speak through me. And so always make sure you have others to teach you as well, your pastor, people like that. Verse 15, good common sense produces grace, but the way of the treacherous is rough. Every cautious person acts with knowledge, but a fool parades his folly. Yeah, it's just hard to resist kind of like poking fun at that, isn't it? But it's one of those things where it's like sometimes I don't even realize just how foolish they're appearing. Anyway, 17. A wicked messenger falls into evil, but a faithful envoy brings healing. Poverty and shame are for him who won't be taught, but he who heeds reproof will be honored. gonna see that heeds reproof equals honored, and then won't be taught. Well, that means poverty and shame. If you're too stubborn, you think you got it figured out, you think you know the angle, you won't listen to what other people are trying to tell you. Poverty and shame are your game. Verse 19, desire fulfilled is sweet to the soul. That is what I, once again. But turning away from evil is abhorrent to fools. I think there's really something to this. It's not just our carnal desires here. He who walks with the wise will become wise, but the companion of fools will suffer. We very commonly highlight that, don't we? Verse 21, evil pursues sinners, but prosperity will reward the righteous. A good man leaves an inheritance to his grandchildren, but the wealth of a sinner is stored up for the righteous. We've talked about that back and forth. But when you realize that the wealth of a sinner, that can mean a lot of different things, whether they got it by sinning or got it and also were a sinning person, whatever that looks like, that they're basically just storing that up to be flittering it away like a fool. and so that ends up with the righteous because they're patient and diligent, but that they leave an inheritance because of that. It's an interesting contrast. The fields of the poor may yield much food, but some are swept away because of injustice. It's kind of funny. I was actually talking to somebody at a mastermind recently about how the Bible approaches things like soil management and things like that. The field of the poor, I've seen some interpretations of this, and I don't want to say this is, don't take what I'm saying as definitive, but something to consider and pray on is that I think the fields of the poor don't necessarily always refer to land. I think it might also refer to the production or the work of the poor. So when it says may yield much food, but some are swept away because of injustice, I think sometimes that means that the poor are more easily exploited and more easily having things taken from them. And this is always a challenging thing to think about, because we're called over and over again to defend those that are not able to defend themselves. When we're called to care for the poor, there's a trap we can fall into in basically allowing them to stay poor, and that basically allows the cycle to continue and allows other people to benefit from them being poor. But we don't want that. We want to live in abundance, and we allow others to live in abundance too. And so we need to be cautious that even if we help someone be more successful, or if we help them out, then that too can be swept away because of injustice. Again, these are just things to think about. It's not what the passage is saying necessarily. I'm not saying that's the interpretation. Don't get it twisted with that. But what I'm saying is that there's some things to kind of think about kind of outside of the box there, and kind of consider where God has your heart when it comes to standing up for those that can't stand up for themselves, and to, you know, stand in the gap for people that are being exploited. Verse 24 is always a hard one. And it always, you know, is on that line of what's going to get me kicked off of YouTube forever. But he who fails to use a stick hates his son, but he who loves him is careful to discipline him. It's probably a more gentle way to say this. But the reality is that we're basically saying that if you love your child, it is important to discipline them in a way that makes them aware that their behavior is not appropriate, and that physical pain is a way to do that. But you do it in such a way that is not abusive, that is not something where you are in anger when you do it. Do not miss that he who loves him is careful to discipline him. That careful to discipline is a key that cannot be missed. I'm not going to tell people how to raise their children per se, but I am going to say you should look to the one who has the authority to do that, and his word is here. And so I'm not telling you how to raise your children, but God is. Okay. Verse 25, the righteous person eats his fill, but the belly of the wicked is empty. Yeah. So again, these proverbs are sometimes a little bit tough to get through because there's just these, there's just a lot to process. There's a lot of things that are going back and forth. There's a lot of these contrasts. But I do encourage you today to go ahead and, you know what, actually let's change the QR code up here. That's usually my church, but I want you to actually be able to, if you're not already, grab this and follow along and just kind of look along with it and look throughout the day at it, just kind of revisit it and get these kind of things. It's like, are there points of character that are brought up here that I'm not falling in line with? Am I on the wrong side of this? And if so, asking God to correct you. That's really kind of where this comes down to. You know, there's a lot here, and any of these could be highlighted, honestly, and any of these can stand out to you. I did the ones that stood out to me, but this could be something that's on your heart today, for example. So highlight it, reflect on it, pray on it. Just saying, if that's something that's coming out today, just use these for these purposes. Obviously, we'll swing back around to these all next month, and we've got tons more of these contrasts to go through. I think there's, live math. I think there's 10 more of these chapters that are like this, I think. I don't know. One of these days, I'll like map this out in a cool way. The Bible Project has a pretty cool summary of these kind of things, of how these are all broken down. But so we'll have several more weeks of these contrasts. And so some of these will come up again. So if they're coming up for you and it's you know, repetition, it is coming up for you in your mind and it's standing out, that means it's something that God's trying to get your attention on. So by all means, don't miss that. Yeah. So that's what we have for you today. I do hope that you are blessed by the best and that you do go be a blessing to all the rest. For those of you who want to stick around, I do have my Proverbs 13 song is a little bit, I need to redo it. I don't, it's too much. it's kind of like a jarring rap kind of a thing, and I don't like it as much. And so what I've done for you is I have another version of yesterday's song. So it's based on Proverbs 12, but it's just a lot of fun. It's kind of like an 80s themed version of it. And so I'll play that for you. And then what we'll do in the meantime is we'll have some links up that you can help support the channel. These are things that if you click on them, your deal is pretty much the same. With one exception, and that's, I'm going to put that up right now, actually. I just got a notice on this yesterday. And I'm hoping somebody can try this out and let me know. But and I'll kind of try and do this on my own to verify this. But apparently, for the next bit of time, I don't know how much time it is, ButcherBox, when you use my link here, you're getting, and you know, hopefully this is correct, but you're getting your first entire box free. And then you're getting free ground beef for as long as you're an active member, which is pretty cool. That's actually something that, we've been using ButcherBox, I think, now for almost 5 years. It got us through COVID. Absolutely. You know, that having that extra supply and extra, you know, bits in the freezer. Yeah, we have to get a bigger freezer eventually, because that's just how much we're enjoying this service. But the amount of stuff that we get every single month, and they've been faithful to, I had an initial promise of, I think, the same thing. I think it was, it was actually chicken wings for me when I signed up. And so we've been getting free chicken wings, and that eventually expanded to chicken drumsticks, beef, and I want to say there's one of the bacon. Those four things we get every month for free, along with our butcher, all the other things that are in our box. So it's frozen meat sent to you. Really cool. So this deal, though, that's an entire free box. That's like $150 or something like that worth of value here. So if you and all think about getting good quality meats sent to you every month or whatever, you don't have to do it every month. You can do whatever time frames you want on it, but it's high quality stuff. We've been using it for 5 years, so I definitely recommend it. But this deal is like, I had to bring it up for you. This is just too too good. And so they send me a reward either of a discount, or I think there might actually be some other things that we're given, but I just give whatever value that is back to the channel and just kind of float that through. So it's kind of cool. But anyway, I thought I'd bring that up to you and definitely consider that one. And I'll just play some music for you while we cycle all these ways to support the channel. But we appreciate you, appreciate your support. And best thing to do, share this. Share it. 11talents.co/YT. Share it with a friend. Love you guys, and we'll see you tomorrow. Yeah, music's not working. So I'll see you tomorrow. Love you guys.